The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. It was a sloppy, wet, scary weekend for the people on the big island of Hawaii. And in the quicksand that is the Middle East, we get deeper and deeper, although there's another reprieve. 72 hours seems to be the magic number because Israel and the Palestinians agree to a 72-hour pause in the violence. It makes you wonder, is there any hope that there'll be some kind of agreement where it's more than just a Band-Aid? Because I've never seen anything like this. But it happened again on Sunday. Another proposal, let's do this again. So they're going to resume these sort of indirect talks on a long-term agreement in Gaza. But you still have the problem of what? Hamas. You know, there's a thing called the rule of threes. Three does not work in this scenario. So Egypt brokers another truce. And the three-day window comes and goes. And remember, after the three-day window, there was more rocket fire on Israel and more fighting. So now they've decided again to accept Egypt's latest offer because they were worried about what happened last week. So it's a crazy scenario. When I see quicksands in the Middle East, boy, the quicksand is really there on the Gaza Strip, isn't it? And the devil in this, the details of all of this, is Hamas. And as you listen to me and you think of what's going on in the United States and what are we concerned about, we have to be concerned about what's happening here. Our dollars are sunk into this. We're invested into this situation. Like it or not, we're invested. And it seems like now people are really picking sides. Israel is targeted, they say, close to about 5,000 sites. In Gaza, they fired about 3,000 rockets into Israel. But here's the thing. They've got the dome. And the dome has really been massive protection for Israel. In Gaza, we know the sad stories of the kids and the women and the families that are still these human shields. Because then the rockets bounce back on them, blow up their neighborhoods. And so there's always that possibility. But Hamas has created really the monster in all of this. Nobody wants to deal with Hamas. The idea of it is impossible. And think about this. This war started back on July 8th. So we're well into over a month. We had the whole tunnel situation. We had Israel blowing up the tunnels that were created by the Hamas guys trying to get into Israel, the cross-border tunnels. So it's been an absolute nightmare, an absolute nightmare. And speaking of nightmares, we are definitely invested in what's happening in Iraq. And this is craziness. So we're trying to wrap up the situation in Afghanistan. We have Iraq exploding in lots of different directions. In fact, you have Nouri al-Maliki, who says he hates the new president. So you have this surge all of a sudden as you've got massive political turmoil in that country. And who's going to lead Iraq? And why do we care about that? Again, our treasure, our blood, our sweat, our tears, our limbs, lives. So much was thrown at Iraq, including now, too, money. And we still have money sunk into that country. And it seems to be getting worse. You got another town that just fell ISIS, who they just quietly wreaked their havoc in the background because they know some of the focus has shifted, some of the eyes have shifted to what's going on between Israel and the Palestinians and Hamas. So the U.S. military had a bunch of airstrikes Sunday against the ISIS targets in Iraq. I mean, we're there. We're hitting them. Unfortunately, this has become a massive crisis, a security crisis, a crisis of confidence. And the politics is just dirty pool in Baghdad. So you got troops and tanks just moving in on all kinds of neighborhoods. You have the Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, who, I'm sorry, I have no use for him, for right from the very beginning. He says the second time around he didn't even want the job. You have Iraq's newly elected president who says that, you know, we've got this problem with the Constitution. And they're extending the deadline for all these political coalitions to nominate a candidate for prime minister. So we got massive problems here. The U.S. State Department, in fact, said on Sunday that some of the staff have been relocated from the U.S. consulate. They've moved them because in Erbil they're worried. Of course, there's travel warnings, but that's a given. And we're doing the airstrike thing. We hit five targets, which were, you know, armed tanks and a mortar position. They started like 9 o'clock in the morning and wrapped them up later in the day, going up against ISIS. So we're involved in this. How that happened, remember, it was supposed to be we're just kind of helping out here. And remember last week, the president authorized targeted attacks and only to protect Iraqi minorities from ISIS's rampage, but also the Americans that are stationed in that capital area. So that's the way to get around the, okay, we're there and we're part of this. We're hitting, you know, we're involved in airstrikes, so it's even a little bit deeper. I mentioned at the top, some of you probably had a very hot weekend. Some of you might be parents or grandparents and you've got kids in your lives and they're getting ready for school. And maybe it's coming up after Labor Day, so you still have a month to mess around. Or maybe it's coming up the week after next. In Hawaii, they're concerned about getting to school at all because the Big Island was just slammed by the tropical storm. I mean, it could have been worse because there were a couple of different, there was a hurricane that was bearing down on them, the tropical storm first. So it was nasty. I mean, high winds, trees bent back and snapped in half. And just even, this is radio, but if you can picture in your mind, picture giant palm trees just bent all the way back. I saw some video of it. And it was just incredible. Slow motion video. Someone sent me a link to it. And just to see that whole giant palm trees bending all the way back, like almost snapping in half. Just absolutely crazy. All right, we've just scratched the surface. Hang with us. More to come here on the flip side on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. cases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, thanks for joining us here on America Tonight. What a way to kick off the week. We start talking about the Middle East right away. And, of course, as I mentioned, we're involved with airstrikes, folks. How do you feel about that? But, you know, look, we got Americans, diplomats, who are knee-deep into this. So we do have to have protection for them. And you've got Nouri al-Maliki, who has just been a thorn in the side of the process completely and complaining and whining about what's happening in that country. So you got a lot of political chaos, and like I said, we are deep into this. Investment-wise, we certainly are, because let's face it, they lost a bunch of our treasure, right? And aren't we supposed to get some of that back? Or is that just a pipe dream at this point? And more importantly, it's evacuating that staff, and they had to do it, the other staff that they had in Baghdad, how quickly they had to evacuate them. Now you've got this second situation, more from Baghdad, but you've got another city where you're evacuating Americans. I mean, you know, what's next? What's next? And ISIS, man, we talk about Hamas. If I listed the terror thugs from the Middle East, ISIS would be right there on the top. And the reason is because they're the best fundraisers. They've got serious capital behind them. And so goes the money, the guns and everything else flows. And in fact, ISIS, they like to tease and taunt. So they don't want to keep this game just in Baghdad. They want to initiate a war of words. So much so that they have warned the United States that they plan to attack America and raise what they're calling the flag of Allah in the White House. There was a taped video piece, an interview that was posted, and it was posted by Abu Musa, who's a spokesperson for ISIS, and he said as much that they want to raise the flag of Allah in the White House, saying, quote, "I say to America that the Islamic caliphate has been established, and here we are. Don't be cowards and attack us with drones. Instead, send your soldiers, the ones we humiliated in Iraq. We'll humiliate them everywhere. God willing, we will raise the flag of Allah in the White House." I mean, it's the, you know, they're not worried. It was a 9-minute video. I watched the 9-minute video. And they show all kinds of crazy things. Brutal extremist rhetoric and crazy things in the video. And they threaten to conquer the United States, right? And this was supposedly cut and done before the president announced that he was going to authorize those targeted airstrikes against the Sunni jihadists to prevent the genocide of what was going on in Iraq in these cities, thanks to ISIS. Because you've got tens of thousands of people fleeing, including lots of Christians, right? And then you still have that mix of U.S. personnel, too. So this is bad news, you know, and I'm putting it mildly. What's next? You know, what's next? What can we look for next? I don't think we should misinterpret what's being said here. And if there's miscommunication and the mishandling of this, I think it's been happening for years on end. But now I think it's just exacerbated, and part of that problem stems from the top anyway, from the nutball Nouri al-Maliki being in charge. He does nothing to help the United States. He gladly took our help. He gladly took our money, our soldiers, for how many years? And I think we should be deeply concerned by what we're seeing. Not good. Let me tell you, this video is, to me, is absolutely no joke. I said we just scratched the surface, and certainly we've done that. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, have at it. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Or you can always shoot me an email, americatonight.net. Click on contact, and bada bing, you're in like that. A few of you have sent your thoughts about Iraq and al-Maliki and a few other situations there. So we'll certainly get to the mailbag in our next hour here on ATN. But I think this jihadist situation there with ISIS folks might be a little bit more scary than what we're seeing happen at the Strip. Because, yeah, we're invested in that because of Israel. But it's still, I think, because we've got soldiers so much part of this now, at least certainly our black ops guys, you know, we're in the middle of ultimately what's going on with the guys who know how to raise money. And if we rank them, like I mentioned, and some of us had never heard of them or had heard of them, but not very much, trust me, they are right on top of the list. Right on top of the list. All right, I know how much all of you love polls, and I like to say I am the poll princess. And I'll say this again. There's a reason why people who do the polling thing for a living make a lot of money. Because the polls tell us something, and whether you think they're accurate or not. And we're going to dive into the latest poll on the president's approval ratings and what people, Democrats and Republicans, are thinking about the state of what's happening here and what's happening in the Middle East. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Batter up. Dan gets to be our first guy in. Hey, Dan, how are you?
dancer. I'm pole princess. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm well. How are you?
How do you think you're going to look in a burqa and walking six paces behind your man after the Muslims take over?
Oh, gosh. That just couldn't happen for me. I'd be done.
You'd be done.
It's not happening.
They'd have to stone you with rocks, huh?
Oh, they'd probably go after me. Are you kidding? I wouldn't survive.
They'll be going after you. Okay, look, you know, I told you what was going to happen over there, and you and I both agreed. They should have just turned it into a glass, just nuked the whole damn thing, and we would have saved a whole lot of good Americans and a whole lot more money. And
yeah.
That's what's going to happen eventually anyway. These people have one aim in mind, and every time they get control, they kill all the Christians or make them convert. If it's a benign form of Muslims that just want to try to get along, like Ataturk had with his secular movement in Turkey, they put them to death as well. So it's a lose-lose situation over there. And Maliki, he's just a puppet for Iran. And Iran,
yep.
Its whole goal is to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. Same thing with Hamas. There's only going to be one way to do this. You either have a winner or you have a loser. I'm sorry about the casualties that are being taken place there, but did we apologize to the Germans when we dropped bombs on Dresden? Did we apologize to the Japanese when we took out Hiroshima and Nagasaki? No. We did what we had to do to win a war. There's only two ways that peace is brought about. One, you have unconditional surrender and total victory, or your enemy is deader than a mackerel and can't put up any resistance.
So true. Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head, absolutely.
And for this upcoming poll that you're going to have on the president, can I vote for impeachment?
You've been saying that. I think you've been saying that for 5 years since I started this show.
I told you at the beginning of our association.
Yeah,
absolutely. What this man was going to do, and everything I said has come true. He doesn't do anything that doesn't cost us money. His latest little routine where he had the Africans over here from Africa, these are bloodthirsty thugs in their own country, and he gave them $14 billion of our tax money. You and I paid for that, girl.
I know. See, this is the problem. Who's left holding the bag in the end, Dan? Thanks. You know, you have to decide where your politics are and where the rubber meets the road on certain issues, certainly. And I'm seeing more and more Democrats and Republicans alike are starting to agree on some of this. Where's the dough going? Who are we helping? Who are we hurting in the end? That's part of it. All right, we're going to dive into this poll coming up next here on America Tonight.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Latest polls in just a minute, but first here on America Tonight, you won't believe what is going on in Ferguson, Missouri right now. It's just a stone's throw away from St. Louis. What happened is over the weekend, tragic story, and so I'll back this up a little bit. You had a few thousand people who were there in Ferguson who were on the streets on late on Sunday night for a vigil for an 18-year-old black man who was shot and killed by a police officer. His name is, the 18-year-old is Michael Brown. He was shot a couple of different times after kind of a scuffle involving the officer and two people in Ferguson, which is a black suburb of you know, St. Louis. So there were, the people were outraged by this, right? And this was a kid who had graduated high school, was about to go into college. And at the memorial vigil, whatever you want to call it, people had candles and flowers and teddy bears and that kind of stuff. And all of a sudden, afterwards, some people started looting a couple of convenience stores and other stores along a main road. And there's looting happening right now. Sadly, people walking out with food, and I just was looking at a live stream of something that was tweeted out, and you could see people coming out of a liquor store carrying bottles of alcohol, and then you had people carrying signs and protesters that were on top of cars and some really wild things that are happening. And some of the witnesses have reported seeing people vandalize some of the police cars and kick in windows and that kind of stuff. Ferguson's mayor, James Knowles, is trying to get people to stop. He's saying that it's just a small group of people that are creating a massive mess and that they're contributing to what's happening. They're kind of creating the swell, if you will. They're stirring the pot and making it worse. So there's no reports of any injuries. That's the good thing. But lots of property damage and lots of looting, sadly. And it's awful what happened here, and there's still some things to sort out of with what happened on Saturday night. Brown's mother, Leslie McSpadden, said that he had, you know, graduated from high school. He, as I mentioned, was about to dive into a local college. You know, he had been accepted, all that kind of stuff. And she didn't understand why the cops didn't subdue her son with a club or a taser or something else. And, you know, she's saying that the officer involved should be fired and prosecuted and all that kind of stuff. So I think that you're going to hear more about this story to come, certainly this week. But the looting and the vandalism, I mean, what are acting insane and crazy and creating a riot doesn't do anything. That gives people more reason to shake their head and say, oh, you know, how are you honoring this kid? So this is an awful thing that's happening. I mean, idiots, and it's a few of them. But vandalizing property, and, you know, how does that make sense in any way? I don't know. And looking at the loop of it is pretty frightening, I have to say. Pretty shameful, maybe, is a better word for that. Pretty shameful, for sure. And I don't know, some of you may have caught this story, and you know what I'm talking about. I think even in our mailbag, I got one or two on that. That have come in, so people are paying attention to the looting, and it's too bad for the locals because it's affecting their businesses. So, again, you're only harming people that are innocent and have nothing to do with the situation, so I just don't get it. It's an excuse, really, to act violent and, unfortunately, certainly not to honor this kid's memory, and that's what that vigil was supposed to be about, and to have the small group spread and then to try to create that and swizzle that a little bit more is sadly just an awful thing to see. A shameful thing is the best word that I used a little bit earlier. All right, speaking of not being happy, Americans, you don't have to look too far. A lot of Americans are not really thrilled about their politicians. We've got the midterm elections coming up and then lots of conversations in 2016. The future of where we're headed, the economy, and, you know, you can mix in all kinds of things. And we've seen that in the polling that's going on. The latest Wall Street Journal NBC News poll show that the president's approval ratings are at a terrible record low. The new Gallup poll out shows that confidence in the economy has dropped to one of the worst levels of all time. And poll ratings for Republicans and Democrats, frankly, are down across the board in the CBS poll. So the purpose of telling you that is look at, you know, when you want to say, oh, well, that's conservatives that are saying that in their type of poll, and that's liberals that are saying that. Well, that's all negative. Wall Street Journal, NBC, Gallup, CBS, none of it's good. None of it's positive. All the numbers are negative, and a lot of polling people are talking about this. I've seen it on a couple of different things that I've read. They're talking about these numbers and what they'll mean in November, heading into the midterm elections with pessimism about candidates from Democrats and from Republicans. In fact, a lot of people are saying, and I'm seeing the same thing, and you know, in listening to this show, if you've listened, that it's just negative across the board. So what does that mean? What does that mean for people that are fighting for re-election? What does it mean for people that are sitting in situations where they're the challenger? I think we're going to see a lot. I'll tell you what, I think we're going to see a lot of people tumble that don't think that's going to happen. I mean, it's the issues. It's a lot of times it's been the issues. It's health care. It's the economy. It's the job situation. It's the immigration situation. It's the lack of movement of new thoughts and ideas that can be implemented. You know, all roll this all into one, and you can just separate. I really think that. You can really now separate a lot of the Democrats and the Republicans, because it's true. Nobody is happy about what they're seeing. Nobody is happy about it. So what's the reason for the dissatisfaction? Some of the things that I just mentioned. Immigration is a big one. Is a big one. But while Republicans are mostly slamming the president, thank you, Dan in Texas, who wants impeachment, we're seeing the Democrats are really just heaping it on Congress. But it doesn't matter. We come back to the same place. We come back to the same place of saying that obviously we got some big problems in this country that we can see, that the people in the nooks and crannies can see, is only going to get worse if we don't attack it, if we don't do something about it. And, you know, the Band-Aids finally are starting to come off, and it's really leading to bigger bleeding. And we see that. But the people that we elect don't get it. They don't get it. I mean, how scary do we, you know, how scary does it have to get out there before we see better, better action on things that need to be taken care of instead of putting it on the back burner? You know, that's part of the problem. Ugh, immigration. In my district, it won't work if I go this way or if I go that way. So it's better to just blame everybody else and push it off, push it aside. I say, and I've said this before, one, power to the people, and trust me, you have a voice. If enough people got on phone trees and called, and you pick the issue, whatever it is, if you list your top five and start to call and complain about what's happening, and you'll see how quickly you might get some movement. But because people just are so apathetic, I think so disgusted with everything, there isn't enough people out there who are willing to rise up. And when I say rise up, it's not the scary rise up. It's the I'm going to get on the phone, and then my 10 friends are getting on the phone, and then their 10 friends are getting on the phone, and then the other 10 friends are getting on the phone, and before you know, you have blown their minds. The person who represents you in Washington, whether it's a congressperson or whether it's somebody in the Senate. And, you know, I started off this hour talking about ISIS and how scary it is. It's like Lindsey Graham, who often can be the guy who spreads fear. I agree with him. He's saying, if we don't act against ISIS, if we don't do something, you know, we could be next. Well, when they're pumping out videos saying we can't wait to plant our flag at the White House, we can't wait to offer up our kind of jihad to the Americans. You know, that's not good, because they've got the money and they've got the manpower. They've got some of the manpower, and they definitely have the weapons, and they're getting more weapons because money talks in the Middle East. And if you're the biggest fundraiser on the block of the jihadists, you're going to get the best results. And so that's ISIS right now. People think Al-Qaeda, but according to any of the sources I have, and to many who have come on this show, it's ISIS, whether it's Ivan Eland or whether it's Jeff Atticott. They'll tell us again and again. Look out. All right, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Believe it or not, we're going to squeeze in some lighter fare next.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I was trying to get back to even par for the day after nine holes, so birdie the eighth of the ninth hole and give myself some sort of momentum going into the back nine, but wasn't able to do that. But then, you know, the eagle at 10 just sort of kick-started everything. I was fully aware of what was going on out there. When Ricky held that long putt on 10, he went three ahead of me while I was standing on the 10th fairway. So I knew I needed to do something. I needed to play catch-up. I needed to make some birdies. And, you know, that again, that 10th hole was huge. You know, but I was paying attention. I set myself a target. Walking off the 10th green, I just made an eagle. I was like, okay, let's try and shoot 30 on this back nine. I knew there was birdies out there for me. I played the back nine really well all week. I probably played it better than anyone in the field. And I knew that. I knew that I had there was chances for me out there. And as I just alluded to at the start of this press conference, I felt like I probably could have birdied a couple more.
Ah, the Irishman. He did it again. How about that? He won his third straight tournament, second major of 2014, a round of 67 Saturday. You heard him describe it there. 13 under par for the week. He did what he had to do at Valhalla Golf Club in Kentucky. And, boy, that is a very big win for him. Ricky Fowler, Jason Day, Phil Mickelson, they were all in the hunt. Phil Mickelson finished the day at 10 under par alongside Jason Day, and I'll tell you what, and a handful of others too, but what a huge win for him. I mean, amazing the run he's on. He wins the British Open in July, gets the number one spot on the leader list last week. He wins the Bridgestone last week, and he wins the PGA, another major. So something is going on with Rory McIlroy. It's been exciting to follow him. It was interesting to listen to what he was describing there. He, you know, and I've only seen, because I missed some of this being in flight, but I saw some of the PGA, but the fact that the birdie on 15 and an incredible approach shot on 16 that basically left him, from what I could see from the highlights, a couple of feet from the hole was pretty wild. So good for him for sure. Matt, I know you had a chance to watch some of this. It's exciting to watch Rory McIlroy, I think.
This whole tournament was pretty exciting, especially the last 2 days when you had all these, you know, really good golfers that were, you know, stuck in this huge group of about 10 people that were within a shot of each other. And then you got down today, and throughout the day, I mean, Ricky Fowler was playing really well. Phil Mickelson came back, was playing well. And then you had Rory come, you know, he ended up being in like third or fourth place. And then that eagle happened. Then he shot ahead again. And, I mean, it was a pretty crazy day. Even the finish, too, where you had, you know, Mickelson, Fowler, and McIlroy, and then whoever McIlroy was playing with, I can't remember the guy's name because he just kind of had a washer out of a day. But they were practically playing a foursome on the 18th hole because it was getting so dark. And, I mean, the last putt that Rory made, it was getting to the point where you could barely even see the hole. And it was pretty amazing that, one, he just went on and rolled with punches and didn't call off the tournament like I think Phil Mickelson probably would have done, because he just kind of seems like that kind of a guy. But, he put his head down, powered through, and made the shots he had to make, and it was a pretty exciting day in golf.
You know, it's interesting. You know this. A couple of years ago, we had Caroline Wozniacki on the show.
I remember
tennis
that.
Player. And he was engaged to her. They were supposed to get married, and then they broke up in May. He says golf has become his life. Well, obviously, he's focused on his golf, and he's really winning. What does that say to you about, I don't know, women in sports or attention to, you know, your partner? I don't know.
I wouldn't feel too bad because I did see a picture of the new lady on his arm, and it's, I don't know if she's Miss Ireland or something like that, but she's an Irish model slash, I don't know, TV presentation girl. I don't know what she does, but she's quite fetching, and, you know, from his home country, so maybe they share more of a bond or something, and she's got them focused on the right things.
I like the way you were diplomatic about that. And what a year for not only, I mean, for his family. So for everybody listening to us, this young golfer who's just 25 years old, his father ended up winning $170,000 from a bet he made well before Rory McIlroy was anybody on tour, that he would win, what was it, the British Open before he was 25, right?
Right. Yeah. And, also,
and he did.
And also, Ricky Fowler, too, you got to pay attention to the year he had. And he's the first golfer ever since the Masters era, and I think it started like 1934 or 36, to finish in the top five of all four majors and not win it. So,
wow.
I mean, that's kind of crazy, but that he really turned his career around. I don't know what he did in this last offseason, but he was always this kind of young and up-and-coming guy, and then this year he's been top five finished in all the majors. He's been really, really good, and you got to think, if him and Rory can kind of create this little Mickelson-Tiger rivalry,
people will be interested in golf.
We'll get golf going again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Also, one little side note that I have to mention. I don't know if anybody's been paying attention to the Little League World Series at all, but tonight was a really kind of special performance. Monet Davis is this girl, a 13-year-old girl, who's the starting pitcher for the Philadelphia Little League team.
Mm.
She threw a complete game shutout, three-hit shutout, struck out six batters, and advanced her team to Little League World Series, so that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that is pretty awesome.
And if
Woo-hoo!
You watch her pitch, too, she has just perfect mechanics. Like, my cousin was a pitcher in the Phillies organization, and I used to pitch as a youngster, but I didn't have enough of an arm to get anywhere. But her mechanics are just insanely good. Like, everything is, I mean, she pitches just some of the best balls I've ever seen.
So, first female in the majors?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if she'll have the arm strength when she gets older, but she's blown it by these 12-year-olds right now.
All right, I love it. I'm glad you brought that up. And we have one other note, too, since we're squeezing into sports shorts here. A terrible accident. Three-time NASCAR Sprint Cup Series champ Tony Stewart hit and killed fellow driver Kevin Ward Jr. on Saturday night. Ward was outside his sprint car at the time during a dirt track race in what is known as the Empire Super Sprint Series in New York. And, I mean, just an awful thing to happen. They got him to a hospital as soon as they could. Pronounced dead on arrival. Nothing they could do there. But what an awful, awful thing to happen. You can only imagine what that's like for all those families and all of the people from the driving, you know, from anybody, from sprint to anybody who gets in a car and does this for a living, how ultimately they feel about it, especially with Stewart. Many, many, many people obviously know him. He's a very, very big name. So this is a terrible, terrible thing that happened. And as soon as it happened, you know, what do? They throw the race into caution. They slow the cars on the track. And then, sadly, it ends up that a driver loses his life. I mean, there's just no words to describe, I think, when something like that happens. And Stewart felt compelled, of course he did, to release a statement, and he did through NASCAR, and said that he doesn't have the words to describe the sadness he feels about the accident that took the life of Kevin Ward Jr. He said it was an emotional time for everyone involved, and it's the reason I've decided not to participate in the race at Watkins Glen. He said, my thoughts and prayers are with his family, friends, and everyone affected by the tragedy. And like I said, it is a terrible tragedy for another driver to hit a driver like that, and how that happened, and you know, all the investigating into it that they do. At the end of the day, it's the same thing. What started this wreck by Ward is part of this deal too. So can you imagine Ward walking down the track and actually signaling towards Stewart. Stewart comes around and then makes contact with him, and wow, he gets sucked underneath, and just like that, boom, that's it. All right, thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.